the world can know. Commissioned jewelry pieces in copper led to a momentary showstopper. An artist who has learned to read me well, who has been part of the story I tell as I've experimented more and more with identities never shown before, used both he and they in a post online. I paused with a thought in the brain called mine and realized both the pronouns he and they left my heart, mind, and soul feeling okay. My possessive term remains singular, despite having been called both him and her over the course of the year just gone by based on signs I'm not a typical guy. In fact, with this first purposeful pairing that I have to admit left me staring and asking about the artist's intent, to the moon and back was where my soul went. Embracing bits of feminine each day, I find myself lifted by he and they. The words capture what I have been and see on the life path that spreads ahead of me. Attire, leadership, friends, and emotions, each reflects my very strong devotion to being my whole and very true self, not just a guy like a Ken off the shelf, but the multiple facets of the me's, reflecting both gender identities, people often label as expected, even though nature never directed there should only be two from which to choose rather than a spectrum of hues. Going beyond binary, blue and pink, allowing for what each chooses to think. I think, now I know, I want to push on, assessing what I feel each day at dawn, about whether that particular day I feel more like a he or like a they. I choose by being the truthful me, showing my personal reality in all its wonderful complexity, presenting myself for all to see, with all the choices about what I show, he or they, both okay, the world can know.